Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I remember.
I was surprised a little bit.
Because
yeah.
I almost said record and I didn't.
I know.
Welcome, not my radishes, to something, you know, that was easy for me to do. We discussed last week and then John tripped me up with the fucking two-syllable shit. And All that stuff.
Yeah.
And frankly, I just couldn't handle it anymore. So yeah. I'm basically just giving you now multiple syllables and I'm saying one, two, three, fuck off. And then
yeah,
you
that's
hit,
pretty much
yeah,
it.
That's how it works.
But it's funny because I knew I was, hi, Beeps. I was like, she might not remember this. Because we were kind of like, just so you guys know, we were like chatting about a couple little things. And when she was like, okay, you ready? And I was like, she's not going to remember to say go. But she did. She did. What can
guess
you do?
Guess what?
What?
Guess.
You remember.
What? I did remember. Yeah.
Well, right off
well,
the
you
top.
Look fresh-faced off of New York trip that you didn't see me with. Oh, just so you guys know that he didn't see me. Just so you guys know, when John's in close proximity to me, it's like my birthday gift. It's like it's never gonna happen.
Oh my God.
It'll
Here
happen
we
years
go.
Later. He needs to go to therapy to realize what I bring to his life, to just remember that I'm value added, not value subtracted. And it's hard for him. It's frankly hard for him.
What Darren is leaving out are the text messages where I said, if I have even a one free minute, you're my number one priority. Did I not say something like that? Literally, there's nobody I want to see.
I think it went to your other podcast partner.
There's literally no one I want to see more than you. But I am telling you, I just was in New York City. I know you know. I was in New York City for 4 days.
You said
days.
It was like the most exhausting
oh my God. It was
conference? What were
it
you
was,
at?
Yeah, it was like a team development type of situation. You know, I didn't do actual work. It was kind of separate from my day-to-day job. But yes, multiple things, multiple days in the office. I had to get up at, well, I had to get up at like 5:30 because I had a 6 a.m. COVID test every fucking morning.
Every morning?
Well, yeah, it was like at least two of the mornings. I don't know. It's all blur. I don't remember anything. But listen, it was fun. It was nice to see coworkers. As most of you know, I clarified on a recent NMR what I'm up to in my life and in my job. And I started a new position with A&E Networks in July and I hadn't seen them. I'm a fully remote worker now. So I did see one of my coworkers at a conference a few weeks ago, but the rest of them I hadn't. So it was nice to like, you know, meet them in person and, you know, to be honest, the COVID thing was annoying, but at the same time, it did make me feel a little bit like secure, you know, like I was
yeah.
like, oh, everyone's here tested negative. Like there's nothing actually to worry about for now. So it was a lot and I'm very okay. sad and sorry that I didn't get to see you. In fact, I was I stayed near the UN, so I wasn't even that far away from you. I could feel your presence near me, but I
you
just
could feel
couldn't
it, baby.
Make it work. But I got back on Saturday, and Darren, I didn't tell you this because I wanted to save it for the show.
Yeah.
But yesterday, we're recording this on a Monday evening, and yesterday was Sunday, and I actually had to go to the ER yesterday.
What?
I'm fine. Everyone, take a deep breath. I'm totally fine. Yesterday, what? I was sitting in a coffee shop, and I started having this really, really disturbing, uncomfortable discomfort is the best way to put it in my chest. And it didn't feel, it wasn't on the side, it was on my right side. It wasn't on the left side where my heart is. So I was like, I literally for a moment thought I might be having a heart attack. It wasn't pain, like, you know how they say, like, people who have heart attacks sometimes don't even know they had a heart attack until they, like, get to the hospital?
That, I've heard that, and, like, burning hair smell, and, like, ooh, like your left arm or one of your arms, like, kind of goes numb is, like, all potential symptoms of this. Yeah. I could be completely wrong, but.
No, yeah, that sounds right, yeah. It was just this extreme discomfort. It was probably, it lasted about 20 minutes.
Shortness of breath?
It was, so I had no other symptoms. I just thought, that's a weird feeling, and I'd rather be safe than sorry. So I actually went to urgent care, not knowing what they would do. They just did an EKG, and everything looked normal there, but they were like, because it did last for a little bit longer than just a few moments, they were like, you should probably just go to the emergency room to get checked out. I was like, fine, no problem. So I go to the emergency room. They do an EKG. They do my x-rays. They do my blood work.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, they were like, you are quote unquote stone cold healthy. Like literally not a single one of your blood tests came back weird.
Not mentally, but physically.
Mentally,
that's good.
I'm unwell.
Mentally,
no,
yeah.
Mentally
unwell.
Struggling,
yes.
For sure.
Absolutely.
No,
thank God. I'm literally
I know,
light of it.
No, I know. No, it's fun. No, it's fine. And, you know, I feel bad because, you know, the emergency room, it sounds so serious, but I hadn't, by the time I got there, I had no pain at all. Like, it just subsided. I just wanted to make sure it was nothing crazy. I wanted them to do an x-ray. They looked at that, completely normal. So we're trying to figure out what this pain was.
Oh, God. I swear to God, if you were like, have you had a blueberry hazelnut iced mocha cappuccino from Starbucks recently?
Yeah.
Because we've been getting a lot of complaints
we've
about
been
that.
Getting
and
complaints.
You would have been like, oh, well, maybe I should not order the Girl Scout cookie pumpkin spice coffee.
Which, by the way, I did order today, by the way.
Of course.
But no, so, you know, by the end of the visit, you know, I have one of the nurse practitioners who's very smart. I think his name was Pete. Shout out to Pete.
Hey,
Pete. And he was showing me, I literally had my blood test. He was like, literally, he was like, we rarely even see this. He was like, all of your blood levels are perfectly fine.
Yeah.
He was like, very healthy, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, the only thing I can think of is like, maybe it was like extreme gas.
Oh.
And I was like, did I have a fart attack? Like what? This wasn't a heart attack. Was it a fart attack?
That's hilarious. That's the name of this episode is fart attack.
I know. Right?
But spell it F-E-A-R-T. Fart attack. Well, that's the thing though. I will say is being in your 30s, like,
yeah.
And I want you to finish. It's like, I drink a lot of club soda. I love seltzer.
Me too,
I'm always
me
drinking
too.
Seltzer. But mm-hmm. I can't drink it so much late at night because when I'm sitting and watching TV or I'm having dinner, if I'm sitting down,
mm-hmm.
the bubbles, the carbonation obviously, like builds up and my stomach kills.
Not really
if I have it during the day because you're moving more. You know, once it's the end of my day, I'm like sitting and relaxing. But like gas fucking hurts. Like
well,
it hurts in your 30s.
Apparently it does. I mean, I will say this. I came home and I was like, am I like waiting for the big, like, you know, the big one? Like, you know how in LA they're waiting for the big earthquake to like destroy the West Coast? Like, I was like,
yeah,
is something going to happen and I'm going to like fly onto the ceiling of my room? Nothing has happened. I feel completely fine. It still feels a little bit weird, but in the sense of like, I don't know what it is. I feel completely fine. But yeah, it was like a weird Sunday and it was like dreary and gray here. So I was like, I just felt like I was dreaming.
Well, first off, I'm very happy you're okay. And like, you know, sometimes, A, it's good that you got it checked out quickly, but sometimes like, things just happen. Like sometimes you just have a pain.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah.
I never understood when I was a kid, like, and this was specifically like kids to parents, how like, you know, you talk to like your grandparents or you talk to your dad and be like, hey, this isn't healthy. Go to the doctor. And they're like, yeah, I'll get to it. And I always thought as a kid, I was like, man, if I had something wrong, I totally go to the doctor. I totally do this. And now that you're in your 30s, which is, you know, I'm 34. It's still like, for example, you're supposed to check, like give breast examinations to yourself, you know, every once in a while. It's not every day, but it's like once a month. Like you touch your boobs to make sure that like everything's kind of good and you don't have fine lumps in it, you know, there are fibrous breasts and cystic breasts and like, you know, you got to get that checked out, but it's still a little young to get a mammogram right now, unless you have a history of breast cancer in your family.
By the way, it's breast cancer awareness month. So perfect, perfect topic.
Oh yeah. October. And like sometimes when I'm in the shower, like I'll say to myself like, oh, let me check it out. And in a split second, I'm like, no, I don't want to, because what if I find out?
I
sort of relate to all those things that I never would do. It's like,
I know.
Sometimes it feels better not knowing, and I'm not encouraging everyone to do it because it's not the right decision. But I get being so scared of the answer.
Everything you just said is exactly why I'm bringing it up on the show. I was thinking about it. I was like, should I mention this? But then I realized I was doing the same thing you were doing in the past about just other things that were mild, not anything I needed to worry about at the time. But it's a great, like, especially with chest pain, you know, especially as a man, like a lot of men have heart issues. You know, I thought maybe I should bring this up to remind people that, you know, don't put off your health things. I know it's annoying. It's an uncomfortable thing. We've all been there, like Darren just described. It's not like you want to know any bad news, but you have to remember the earlier you catch anything, not even just cancer, but just like anything, the easier and better it will be to treat and overcome. So especially breast cancer too. So Darren, that was a great segue because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but I am well, I feel fine. Thank you for your sympathy. I just feel like I wanted to mention everyone, if you're feeling a little bit of a fart attack coming on, still go to the doctor because it might not be a fart attack.
Or any type of pain or discomfort that lasts quite a bit. It's funny now, even just kind of segueing into like being in your 30s, how it's like, I used to be so fearless when I was younger.
Me,
you know, like
too.
The sports that I play, like I was gonna my say, mom will tell you, like she is shocked. And we know mom, we know Susan
we
B.
We know she's listening.
Susan B. Careful is listening right now. And Susan B. will tell you, it's funny because her middle name's Jacqueline, but
I was
Susan B. Careful
that.
Is kind of cute. Susan B. will tell you that like, we are surprised I didn't break as many bones, like any bones at all, because I was really aggressive. Like,
oh my God.
You know, you my
still
dad,
are, but...
my dad, yeah, well, verbally, less physically. Right. But my, you know, my dad tells the story of when I was a kid and like one of the parents went up to my dad when I was playing soccer and was like, she's not just aggressive, like she's an animal. Like, I was like violent on the field. With no fear,
like
never thought about
squirrel,
it.
Like a squirrel, like just running around, like.
Thank you for
out.
Using something really intimidating, like a
You're
squirrel.
Welcome.
That's
a squirrel
diseased.
Is scary.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not a lion.
Listen.
Or a tiger. No, a diseased squirrel. Thank you so much.
A squirrel, you don't know what their trajectory is.
Yeah, I guess you
don't.
You don't. We're unpredictable.
Right.
We're
exactly.
unpredictable. We're unpredictable. I am in
the squirrel
family.
Family that you live
and
in.
And on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Andy and I were throwing this Watch What Happens Live party, and there was like Bravo people there at this place called Disc Oasis, which is now, it's going to close in like a week, but it's essentially in the ice skating rink in Central Park, where the ice skating rink normally is like during the winter. Over the summer, they opened it up to be this roller skating rink that you can rent roller skates and like, and it's disco themed and it's lights and it's great. It was on my Insta story. I was looking forward to this for like 2 months since we've been planning it. I was like, oh my God, you know, I rollerblade. I love doing that. Like, how fun is it? So I had to get there early. I wanted to make sure everything was seamless, you know, because I'm kind of like, it's obviously Andy's party, but like I'm throwing it.
Right.
And so I get there early and I'm like, I'm going to get my skates on before like anyone else, like blah, blah, blah. And I'm by myself.
Okay.
So I put on my skates.
I don't know where this is going. I'm nervous. Okay.
Let me just say that like, okay, roller skates are obviously two skates on either side, whereas rollerblades are like
in
straight line.
Yep.
Right. And I rollerblade. And the biggest difference between rollerblading, which I grew up doing, and roller skating is that rollerblades, the brake is on the heel. So like when you want to brake, you push your heel back. You push your heel into the thing. But roller skates, the brake is in the toe.
Right.
And so getting used to that alone.
Oh.
So I put on the skates and I'm in our little like VIP area.
Oh,
and
no.
the moment I put
no.
them on,
what?
I'm like, falling like every and I have grace, like I actually grew up rollerblading, like I am confident if these were rollerblades, like I would have
grace.
Schooled everyone on the damn thing.
I
kept trying to like break in my heel, so I'm like almost falling back, so I was like, you know what, I'll skate later, gonna take my skates off, like I'll skate when
I've
everyone else
drinking.
Is here right, and I'll also open bar
so
like as the night goes on, like people are doing loops, you know, I'm talking to people, and I am just like, you know what, like someone almost broke their wrist. I was just like, you know what? If
it's
I fall and break
not.
My, the thing I thought about was like breaking my front teeth.
I know. I always think about that too.
Oh, and I was just like, it can't be worth this.
No,
and I was, I've never, ever chickened out on something like that ever
you're
before.
Doing the right
but
thing. You know your limits. That's
mama be old
is.
Now, older. Yeah, and I just
well,
like,
daddy,
I have too much to risk. Yeah, well, yeah, daddy.
Daddy's old.
Daddy's old now. And
well, listen.
So it was fun though. But
you're right. No, it sounds like it would be fun. I love ice skating. You might remember years or months ago, I said in the beginning of this year, I wanted to learn how to do a double axel by the end of the year. Well, that hasn't happened. But
right, well,
you know.
I think it's going to take a little more time than you just thinking about ice skating once or twice a year.
I haven't even made it to an ice skating rink, so I don't know if that's helping. But
I feel like, I mean, I don't know that much about ice skating, even though I did, but it feels like the double axles, like, kind of a move that
Tune in next year, or
a couple years from now. It takes, maybe a little bit more than just some thoughts.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. By the way, I have to mention this.
What?
So I posted this on our Patreon. So if you're a Patreon fan, you already know where I'm going. Because
I'm not. I'm just kidding.
You're not? Yeah, you're not. I was like, wait, you're not? And then I realized what you're doing. So Saturday I came back to Baltimore where my car was parked. Okay. I took a train from New York City. Or sorry. Right. From Baltimore to New York and then New York to Baltimore. And Darren, I got in my car, immediately input boop, 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 Panera Bread. I was hungry. I needed to get to a Panera Bread. Okay.
Yeah.
So I've never been to this train station. I might have been. I don't remember. I was never at this train station as an adult. I don't really know the area that well, but I know I want Panera Bread. So I put it in a thing. I start driving.
God, I haven't had Panera Bread in so long.
Girl, go. It's good. Probably,
there used to have, I mean, I love that broccoli cheddar and that bread.
Oh, my
God. Like, wow. Until I realized there was 9,000 calories in there. And I was like,
I don't want to talk about that part.
It's just got to be a treat. Yeah.
So I'm driving. I start driving through a wooded area, which was kind of jarring because I went from downtown trains Baltimore right into a wooded area. I was like, where am I? Start driving. Uh-oh. And I'm like, oh God, this is like a creepy little, like, you could probably put a body in that. And then it hit me. As I came to a stop sign, I look to my left and I am in none other than Lincoln freaking Park.
Oh my God.
Best known.
You said Lincoln Park and I was like, the band?
The band. God. Yeah. By the way, whenever I listened to Serial, I thought it was Linkin Park for the first several episodes until I realized
it's
it was Lincoln.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, this is the park where Haman Lee's body was found.
That's right.
Famous from the Serial podcast. So obviously, you know, listen, I could put off my Frontega chicken sandwich for a couple of hours if it meant I could go see this area.
Not the Frontega. Okay.
I know. So good, right? So anyway, I immediately was like, well, let me see if I can find exactly like where the body was. Now, I wasn't going to go into the woods by any means. I just wanted to drive in the general vicinity.
No, because then you're asking for it.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird. But I wanted to drive by the area just to get an idea, a visual look, because I have a visual in my head of that whole scenario. I just never had seen it. Well, I don't know if this is a good thing, but I was able to immediately find the coordinates of where the body was found. Is that a good thing? I don't know. It's all public information, but it's out there. So I find it and I'm driving and I realize so many things, Darren, that if you want to know my thoughts, you can listen to the bonus episode that's on our Patreon right now, because I kind of give a little bit of a description of everything that's going on and my thoughts about it. But I will say it added some context to the show and to the Haman Lee's case that I don't think I got from the podcast or from any other podcast. So,
well, this is why I think, like, it's always important to, I mean, you know, people can comment on cases and stuff. Maura Murray, for example, I'm not going to go visit there, but like Tim and Lance obviously did, you know.
Love them.
Obviously Sarah Koenig probably went to the park, did that whole thing. I mean, it does help to kind of put yourself into the context of like where the crime is. And, you know, it's funny because being in New York City, I'm like, there's no block that has not had a like murder on it probably in Manhattan. Like
I'm running on the
Hudson and I'm like, how many bodies?
I know. I do the same thing. Yeah.
You and I have talked about being on the subway and you're like, how many people on the subway have killed people?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Or like know someone. Yeah. And to some extent, it was a little bit like it changes. I mean, you specifically knew like Lincoln Park, like you were kind of going there like with that, or you realized it afterwards and you're like, oh, my God, this is happening. Mm-hmm. Like when I was in Portugal in Praia da Luz and someone had reminded me that Madeleine McCann was there. It's like even though that happened, what was it, 12 years ago, whenever the fuck it happened, like maybe it was 2005. I don't even remember. It like gave me an eerie. And of course, other people have been murdered there, I'm sure, and have gone missing there. Like,
yeah.
Right, like, I'm sure other people have been raped or assaulted.
Yeah.
And it just gives different context when you're there. Yeah, it really does. It's different energy. It's like kind of incredible.
I will say, I'll just, you know, just mention it here. I mean, you can listen to the episode and we will be releasing it on this feed publicly eventually, but it's a Patreon exclusive for right now. But one of the big takeaways was that there's no way the guy that found her, I think his name is Mr. S, I need to confirm it, just happened to stop in that exact spot and walk back into the exact part of the woods.
It's not like on a trail or...
No, like the area is so deeply remote, first of all, and it's on a long straightaway that comes off of a little bend. So for a man to stop at that exact location and park his car because he says he has had to pee, it just, I didn't quite put it together on the show. Like, I just took kind of like the word for it, so to speak. I thought it was sus, but I didn't make a thing of it. Seeing it now, I'm like, there's no way. The reason also because the roads, the literal two lanes of the road are so narrow.
Right.
It's literally road, and right at the edge of the road are like bushes and trees. So it's not like there's a shoulder to pull off in.
Right. It's like a two lane highway.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a road, but yeah, it's essentially like, you know, it wasn't a spot where you would pull your car off at all. You would, if we take his description, he's literally parked his car right in the center of the road. There's nowhere else to pull off.
I really should go back and listen to Serial because, like, we were doing, were we doing currently at the time?
I believe we were. That was 2014-15. Yeah.
I remember we were doing currently during the, when Donald Trump got elected. First off, we started Martinez and Murder like the month Donald Trump got elected. Remember? Because it was like January 2017.
Yes.
But we had done currently because I remember being like, no chance, Trump's going to win. Like what everyone ever, you know, right. What everyone said. Like I remembered recording that.
Yeah.
2014 might have been like a touch. Like just as we were kind of starting to do that stuff.
And know each other. Yeah.
And like, not that, I mean, I've always been interested in like victim advocacy, Innocence Project and stuff, but like obviously working in true crime now for the better part of like 8 years has given me just like understanding a little bit more nuance and this and that about the case. And so I'm kind of curious of like how much better listener I'd be now listening to
me
it again.
Too. 'Cause
I don't think I ever went back to listen to it after 2014. I mean, it dropped. I was obsessed.
Yeah.
Obviously kept in touch with Adnan, Rabia, stuff like that. But yeah. I should listen to it again. It would be really interesting.
I want to listen to it for two reasons. For the exact reason you just said, just to hear as a true crime listener and now almost 1,000 episodes of podcasting that we've done together, like how what things might perk my ears up a little bit. But
right.
also because, you know, and Rabia Chaudhry is a good friend of ours and we've worked with her multiple times. You know, she has a lot of criticisms about how Serial reported about this stuff.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
maybe some inaccuracies in the show. So, you know, if you listen to Undisclosed Podcast, which is Rabia's show, the first season was all about Adnan. And she goes, even just the first three episodes, she's always like, you know, just listen to the first three episodes. I can tell you everything they did wrong about this. And she's talking about Serial. So, yeah, I do want to listen to it for both of those reasons. But, yeah, it was interesting. So I was in Leakin Park. I drove by the site. You can hear all the details there. I also, because, you know, once I realized where I was, I plugged in Woodlawn High School into my GPS. And lo and behold, it was less than a mile away.
I was going to say, probably pretty close.
So, of course, I drove by there just to see it. I had a visual in my head where the library was to the high school. And seeing it in person was so weird because I recognized the library before I even realized it was part of the
weird
where it was in the association
you
with
have
the
gone
high
to that,
school.
You should have gone to that Best Buy.
I looked for the Best Buy, but it wasn't within that area, and I didn't know exactly which one it would have been then, so I just kind of let that one go.
Who knows if it even still like around?
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Like,
and that's one thing I say on the Patreon exclusive episode. I'm like, here's what I'm seeing now. Is this what it looked like in 1999? I don't know, but I'm telling you what I see right now. So anyway, check it out if you're interested. If you're a Patreon subscriber, it's there waiting for you. And you can be any tier to listen to that episode, and we will eventually put it out here on the public feed.
Yeah, I know we're wrapping up here a little bit, but I think we would be remiss if we didn't mention Dahmer. Now, I think I talked to you a little bit about Dahmer that we should watch it.
The Netflix special, by the way.
The Netflix special with Evan Peters starting as Dahmer, and everyone agrees like he's going to get the Emmy because he's like super creepy with it. And you know, this Ryan Murphy who did American Crime Story, and Niecy Nash is in it. Great casting.
Yeah.
But Dahmer right now is facing it is probably the most controversial in terms of like people's reactions to watching something true crimey that I've experienced in a while. Like,
me too.
First off, it's not like the Dahmer story is something that people don't know. I feel like Dahmer and Bundy are like the first two serial killers you ever hear about. I think that's like what people think about immediately. And it's like, what do you think of Dahmer? You're like, okay, gay guy who ate people. And by the way, I didn't know this. I learned this on radio this morning that the Dahmer thing is under the LGBTQ.
I know. They pulled that. I heard that too. They did change it eventually, though.
And, you know, part of me was like,
on Netflix, you're saying, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, on Netflix. And like, part of me was saying, like, with Dahmer's sexuality, and I have to finish the show, but like, part of me was like, with Dahmer's sexuality, like, you know, people are saying like how racist he was and he hated black and brown people. But part of me was also like, this show is supposed to show the gross negligence of the Milwaukee police and how kind of Dahmer was able this for 10 years. And I think the reason not only, and I'm sure he was gay, but I think the reason that he chose gay men and then he chose like minority gay men is probably because he knew he would get away with it for so long. So it's hard to actually really know what his sexuality was. Yeah. That's just kind of my thinking of being like, who knows if it even went that far.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are having problems with it because they don't want to like make entertainment out of something horrible that happened. Yeah. Although I think it's giving a balance of victims. Although, so I went on NBC News Now with Tom Yamas for Peacock like 2 weeks ago when Dahmer first released. And I was talking to Tom Yamas about Dahmer coming out. And he was like, you know, I heard it's really hard to watch. And I was like, yes, super creepy. Like not necessarily, it's not like family fun. You know, like there's definitely sexually explicit moments. And it's definitely not like a Saturday night chill and watch and I'm going to learn about Dahmer type of thing. And he was like, but you could get through it. I was like, oh yeah, I eat that stuff up all the time. And we
do this every week.
Interesting choice of words there. And I didn't even realize that I did. And I was like, yeah, pun intended with it, which was really funny. But, you know, I don't know how much it glorifies true crime. So much so is like it's trying to tell the story of basically the negligence of not only the neighbors, but also the Milwaukee police at the time. And especially with gay men, especially with black and brown gay men, like no one was going to care about those stories back then.
Yeah. And hopefully that's what, I mean, I haven't seen it. I think maybe, Darren, we should probably watch it and do an episode of Shaken and Disturbed for it. Why not? Right. You know, let's do it. We can do it in a future episode. You know, it's a lot of people in our Facebook group were also reacting to this. Ms. Rose Evans, she was like, okay, I have to vent in a safe space. And she kind of like went off about all the details about it. And a lot of people were weighing in. It's a really interesting conversation if you head over to our Facebook group and weigh in there. I mean, you know, it's not the first or last scripted version of a serial killer. So I was shocked to hear how many people thought it was glorification. I mean, unless I'm missing something, I haven't seen it, but I guess we'll have
like Andrew Cunanan with Versace, you know, like with Darren Criss playing him. Yeah. And like, it's tough to say, like, can true crime only be in doc form? You know, like Blackbird's a true crime based on a true story that I really, really liked on Apple TV. You know, there's Mindhunter, which has Ed, and granted, it's not just about Ed Kemper, but like it kind of is.
It's
hard to say. No, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, like, I don't know if it's the sexualization of this
that
all.
Could
like,
be
it's,
it.
You know, there is the fact that there was a lot of sexual assault, obviously, that was happening. Also casting Evan Peters, some people think that just casting him is because he's a sexy Hollywood type, you know, but I'm like, Evan Peters isn't just a sexy Hollywood type. He's a great, phenomenal actor. I'll always know him as Quicksilver from X-Men, but that's just me. Anyway, let us know what you guys think. I mean, we're curious to hear what your thoughts are about this particular topic, and we'll do this show as a TV recap episode in a future episode.
I will say it does seem like Evan Peters. Yes, I feel like other people have that. I don't into the Marvel thing, so this is kind of my first real role of seeing him. He seemed like he was kind of born to play this role, though.
Ooh, okay, now you're getting me excited for it.
Oh, baby.
So maybe next week's episode is our TV recap. We'll figure it out. Maybe we release it as a bonus. Who knows? That's the fun of the show.
We got a lot of TV
to never know.
Watch.
Yeah, we do.
You never know.
We really do. Well, guys, thanks for listening to another NMR episode. Darren, my fart attack is under control. I'm doing well.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yes, yes. And we'll see you Sunday for a very interesting episode. Until then.
Okay.
Let's just end like that.
Happy Libra season? I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh,
just end it now.
Bye, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.